Hello there, I'm Michael Lynch and I'm here to tell you about Kids Helpline, Australia's only free, private and confidential phone and online counselling service for people aged between 5 and 25. Promising to care and listen anytime for any reason, Kids Helpline General Manager Wendy Potherow says that every year the counselling service takes tens of thousands of calls from kids in need of someone to talk to about a whole range of problems, including cyberbullying.
As far as Kids Helpline is concerned, cyberbullying is one end of the continuum of bullying. So kids call us about bullying. Some of them will say it's happening face-to-face. Some of them will say it happens over my phone, it happens over my emails, it happens in the computer, it's on Facebook. So cyberbullying is the term given to anything that's using new technology when bullying is occurring towards young people.
So are we to understand that, in fact, there's been, a decrease in schoolyard bullying and an increase in cyberbullying?
Our evidence would say not. We would say there's just been an increase in bullying overall, which is probably maintaining face-to-face bullying, and the growth area is the cyberbullying.
It's been said, in fact, that experts who understand schoolyard bullying often misunderstand cyberbullying. Would you agree with that?
I think there are a lot of people out there now that talk about cyberbullying, and I think they need to actually understand the whole impact of bullying across the whole spectrum. Some people focus just on one and don't look at the other, but I think it's very important that we recognise that we're talking about doing some sort of behaviour to another person that causes them humiliation, causes them pain, tries to destroy their ego, and if it's cyberbullying, it is continuous and usually 24/7.
How would you profile the bully? Is there a common denominator? Because it's certainly not gender-specific, is it?
It's not gender-specific. And it's actually interesting when you're working with young people in particular that after conversing with them, they get quite a surprise to realise that they've been a cyberbully. People often don't understand that they are cyberbullying. They think it's just funny to send on a photo that might be damaging to another person. They think it's quite funny to actually join in conversations that are putting down another person. And when you actually talk to them and confront them with the fact that you're the bully, they get quite surprised. I'd love to be able to answer the question about why it happens. It's an unfortunate thing about human beings that we seem to like trying to put some of our influence onto other people. It would be lovely if that wasn't part of the way we worked, and certainly confronting people and telling them to think about how they're behaving, because that's what it is, it's just a behaviour. Think about how they're behaving and how they're hurting other people is something that we need to do. So I think that's something that we do need to work our way through. I think also that a lot of our focus has been for the last few years on the victim without realising that we should be spending time, effort and energy on the person who is actually perpetrating the cyberbullying. We need to make sure kids in particular understand that they can be the perpetrator.
There was a Boys Town survey done recently, wasn't there?
Yes.
What were the essential findings of that survey?
What have we learnt about cyberbullying? What are some of the things we can do to actually address it? And it's been very interesting to see that young people themselves are either saying that they would like to know what cyberbullying is or getting a shock when they learn that they're participating, or in some cases they think they're victims of cyberbullying.
I think what some people find very curious is why the victim of cyberbullying is so afraid or to actually tell parents to talk about it.
The most common reason people don't tell, or the young person doesn't tell an adult, is because of the fear of punishment. So the general thing is you tell a mum and dad, you tell an adult, I am being bullied over my telephone, it's upsetting me, it comes all the time, and the reaction is often, we'll take the phone away. But in this day and age, when young people have made the decision that the use of new technology is the way they want to communicate, that's a major punishment for young people.
Do you think also, Wendy, there is a tendency on the part of some parents who have been told to simply dismiss it as, oh, well, you know, there was bullying my day too? Do they fully comprehend the potential for very real harm being done?
I don't think any of us, regardless of age, haven't realised how tough it can be if you're bullied. We have seen it somewhere, whether it's in the workplace, whether it's at school. What we haven't seen, because a lot of us haven't lived totally with new technologies, what we haven't seen is what can happen if that bullying occurs 24/7 at school, at home, when you're in your bedroom, when you're going down the shop, anywhere you go, and it's not just one-on-one, sometimes because a group of people start to share the information, it can be a whole group bullying an individual person.
So really, what we really should be looking at here are both prevention and solutions.
We certainly can't look at one without the other.
On a broader scale, tell us something about the sorts of help that KidsLine or Kids Helpline is able to offer young people today. I mean, on average, how many calls would you get over a month, for instance? And approximately what demographic are we talking about?
Kids Helpline is for young people aged 5 to 25. Last year, we responded to 273,000 calls or contacts around Australia. And of those, 64,000 were calls that were significant counselling calls. So that might be the young person who can't cope because they're being cyberbullied. It might be a young person who's thinking about suicide or talking about suicide. It might be a self-harming person. It might be a young person who's being abused and needs someone to help them. So Kids Helpline counsellors are all tertiary qualified and trained, and it doesn't matter what the issue is that the young person brings to them. So there's no limit.
What seems abundantly clear is that there is a very, very real need for Kids Helpline.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a very strong need for Kids Helpline when you've got, you know, 273,000
yes.
young kids who come by email and web and mainly by telephone in 1 year. That's a lot of young people that need somebody to talk to about an issue that is incredibly important to them at the time they make that contact.
I've been talking to Wendy Potherow, General Manager of Kids Helpline, a telephone and online counselling service available 24/7 on 1800 55 1800. That's 1800 55 1800. I'm Michael Lynch, and this podcast has been a presentation of Tobin Brothers Funerals, Celebrating Lives. Thank you.